Hello, Vegas Swingers. We are here coming to you live from the studio. We wanted to come and talk to you guys. We haven't spoken to you in a while. Things have been picking up. We have been doing great shows. Both of our podcasts have been taking off, and our Mario Benefits podcast has been taking off also. Some of y'all need to listen. Go to these things and listen. So we're going to talk about a couple of subjects that we saw in the group. No specific thing. We haven't set an outline on this because it's a little later and we're exhausted from the week.
Exhausted, working all day.
Yes, so.
Interviewing all night.
Yes, so we have. And also keep in mind that we have Dr. Moali is scheduled to be coming up on the 1st. We're still working out the time. A couple of things came through. She has some things to do, so. If you have questions, we're going to be working towards getting those done. I can tell you some of the subjects that we're going to be looking towards. Let me bring those up. But so tell us, babe, how has your week been going? Actually, so let's get the podcast portion started. So we go podcast. All right. So, babe, tell us how your week has been going.
How's I guess everything that means going? He's in podcast mode.
Yeah, podcast mode. Dropping the voice on podcast mode. Oh my God. So, how have things been going for you this week, babe?
It's been good. Very, very busy.
Yes.
I've had quite a few interviews for my podcast this week.
Okay.
And I mean, that's pretty much it, other than getting this up and running and going and just. You're working all day, showing homes all night.
Oof, man.
Interviewing for a podcast.
Getting dick down on hump day.
Interviewers, getting down on hump day.
So
you can never miss a hump day.
I'm trying to bring up. Okay, I'll just bring it up here.
I couldn't miss no hump day.
So let's see. So some of the subjects. Let's see here. I'm trying to bring it up for you guys. For everyone that's been looking and wondering, and we sincerely appreciate that. Let's take a look here and see.
I think one of them's about when I'm in the mood and you're not in the mood.
Or yeah.
When you're in the mood and I'm not in the mood.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. Yeah, so a couple of subjects that we're trying to bring her on for is emotional cheating, kind of things like that. Using sex as a weapon, sex drive differences, and then also dwindling sex drive kind of due to hormonal shifts or even just dwindling
older,
things like
you
that.
Know, so men's sex drive tend to go down.
Yeah.
Us women, our tends to go up.
Yeah. So
and you don't even realize.
All right. So
how big of a sex drive you have until you have a partner actually that.
Oh, yeah. It's the old saying that some people say everybody wants a nympho until they get a nympho.
Until they get a nympho, right?
How's it going, Renee? We appreciate that.
Hey, Renee. Love you guys.
Yes, y'all doing so well.
You guys have fun out there.
Yes. Let us know what's going on. Sex drive has changed and get different. So we're going to be talking about that with her if we can work out the time. But
yeah,
we really want you guys to come. Bring some questions, because I tell you right now, our other group that we do this in, there's tons of questions and people keep bringing them and coming. And actually, that's where we get a lot of our questions from as well. But one that we talk about in the group here today for all of the podcast listeners is kissing. You know, what are your thoughts on kissing in a lifestyle and doing playtime and pretty much like that, or even just kind of foreplay? We got some hearts and hands up and everything like that. But what are your thoughts on kissing? So I can tell you ours, and we want to know some of yours as well. We got some new tools that are coming up that we want people to engage with us on. So you can send us voice messages, send us questions like that as well. So our rule for kissing and doing that time frame, and actually this is a really good subject because we have two different views on it, but we have a certain ground, a common ground on it. So for example, we don't do kissing during the intimate portions or hanging out
when
or anything
playing.
Like that when we're playing. So babe,
we kiss, but we don't kiss the other
couple, right? So she finds it more intimate and so forth. And I don't. I am for kissing as it gets me more riled up and so forth, but we don't do
you.
It there.
Thank you. It's still, that's an intimate thing for me.
Yeah.
You know, because you're connected more with your partner other than, you know, when it's just sex with the other person, it just leave it as sex.
Right.
When it's kissing, it's more intimate. You're more looking into each other's eyes. You're more involved. And so that's the part that I enjoy with you.
Yeah. And I definitely understand that.
I wouldn't enjoy that with somebody else if I'm just wanting to get fucked.
Right. You know? And so I think one of the, I agree, it's intimate and all that. And now, like for me, cuddling is more intimate. So like after we fuck, if you were to cuddle with the person, now I'm like, yo, that's more intimate. Kissing, I'm like, yo, it turns me on to see you being kissed,
or cuddling,
it turns me
I'm
on to
out.
Kiss, right? Yeah. So, but that's one of the things. And so, you know, we just had someone put a comment that said we leave kissing between us because it's such an intimate act. And
absolutely.
Everyone has their own thing, and we respect everyone's thing like that. So, but some people, you know, they need a little extra, like revving the engine up on an old Buick, right? You know, a little, the age up a little bit more. So need
and
a little
I say,
bit more
kiss your
revving.
Partner, get involved, you know, with your partner, and then, you know, start to feel the other partners, you know,
right.
You don't always have to go to kissing with the other partner.
Right. And that's definitely understandable. So we just had another comment come through, says we are okay with kissing play partners, but personally I prefer kissing my husband over play partners because of the intimacy.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't mind kissing a play partner. It's just not necessary by any means. Great. And this is one of the beautiful things that we talk about in lifestyle, is that everyone can find their niche, right? They can find what works best for them. But the ultimate thing is, no matter what, even though I'm okay with it, I still respect my wife's view on it, because ultimately that's what it comes down to, right? We want to enjoy each other's company. And I'm looking here for another comment that we have from the group that I want to read. Oh, and also while I'm doing that, men, this is one of the things that we talk about. We keep trying to bring it back for single guys, right? You guys want to have fun and be in a lifestyle. Listen, you got to relax. You're such horn dogs, right? So just a small example. In one of the groups, my wife made a post just saying, hi, hey, you know, I'm here. And man, it had to be at least 40, like, friend requests. You know, they DM'd a friend request, and it's like, you think somebody just going to accept your friend request just because men, y'all do not have the mentality to understand you're not even needed in this game, right?
Yeah.
In this game, if you're a single guy,
we just enjoy you guys there.
If you're a single guy, so all
sometimes
right.
We like the D instead of our toys.
Yeah,
so just be grateful we're experiencing you.
All right, so I'm trying to find the post in which someone said, and I can go ahead and kind of tell you what it says while I'm trying to do it. But okay, so here's what they said. So there's two couples, and we want to know what you guys think. There's two couples, and those couples are trying to get together to play. Now the wife so imagine everyone has switched and they're sitting down at the table and they're playing, and I'm trying to find the exact one, right? All right, preach, we got this. So everyone's trying to, they've already switched and they're sitting down talking. So let's go partner A and B. Yeah, so that way you kind of know that they're mixed. So partner A and B are sitting down, and they're kind of kissing. Yeah, the couple. They're kissing, they're fondling, they're kind of just foreplaying and getting that going. The other couple, will say C and D, again, they're not the couple that are together. The man, so the wife wrote in to us and was asking us about this. So the man does not really pay her any attention until the clothes come off, and then they start to get to the intimate portion.
So he doesn't pay any attention. He doesn't really want to interact with her until they actually go into having sex.
Right.
But the wife of the guy who only likes to touch, or just wants to get into touch and fuck, the wife says, no, you can't do that, but she can do it to the guy.
Right. And so it's one of the double standards kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a double standard. The wife says the husband can't do it, but she can do it.
Right.
So what is your feelings on that? Are you okay with your partner touching and feeling and getting on somebody else while you don't? Or, and they tell you you can't, but it's okay for them to do it?
Right.
Like,
it's
that's
one of those
not
things
okay
that
with us.
Right. So one of our main things with us is we both want to make sure each other is comfortable. And one can't do something without the other one being able to do it. So even if, let's say for example, if I wasn't going to do that with someone else and she was going to, as long as I'm okay with it, I'm fine.
Right.
But if she says, well, I can do it, but you can't, that's not fair in a lifestyle, right? That's not, you know, something that you want to be, you know,
that's
enjoying
cool,
with,
Renee,
you
know?
And so, so that's one of the things that came up, within us. And
yeah.
So,
we're like, what, why would the wife, why would the husband even tolerate that?
Yeah.
Like, well, how would he, I mean, unless he's okay with it, but then you have to explain to the other partner, hey, she doesn't want me touching you, instead of letting that other, you know, the female think, oh, well, he doesn't want to touch me until we fuck.
Yeah.
Like that's, there's communication levels there that needs to be met. There's talking, there's, you know, just get it all out in the open, what you want out of it before you even start it. Because when you're in the middle of it and things
right.
change,
oh,
then
yeah. issues,
and then you start problems, and yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah,
we get everything out in the front and open, and so there's
right.
no miscommunication in the middle or at the end when we're like, oh, well, I told you I didn't want that. No, you didn't explain to me you didn't
yes.
want that done.
As we always
or
say,
you
need to be
see that, or if
absolutely
you didn't tell me you didn't want me to know that,
outright with
or
it,
do that.
Yeah,
you know.
You
so
have to, the,
everything
and
has
this,
to be communicated.
You can't make any mistakes. Otherwise, people will mistakenly think, oh, I thought you wanted that. And then now you go back home and there's issues and so forth. So you have to make sure that you are straight to the point.
Yeah,
and so,
absolutely.
Yeah, and you're right, absolutely. That's not cool. So we appreciate you guys for just jumping in, right? We're not going to be too long. We just wanted to come back and do one here for our home-based group. So
yes.
we really appreciate you guys. For coming through and everything. I see what you got. See, that's how we do. I'm a meme stealer. So if you put a meme up and it's really cool and you see it someplace else, know that it's me. I stole your meme. So something like that. There's a few of them we got. So, but if you guys have any questions or things you'd like us to talk about as well, you know, we want to hear it. We want you guys to throw it out there because the lifestyle is about thing. And let me ask you this too. What do you guys think about meet and greets, right? So would you think that's something that you would enjoy going to? There's no play thing like that, but just actually getting to meet people. Because we know some people in the lifestyle, they don't want to meet anyone, right? Yeah. They don't want to make associates, make
anything
friends.
Anything outside
and,
of having just having
right.
sex.
And that's, hey, that's
and
your life.
And we're okay with singles like that.
Yeah.
But couples, we like to get to know, we, you know, and feel comfortable with and see if we vibe with each other,
right?
Because it's all, you know, we don't want to interfere with their relationship. We need to make sure that they're strong enough in their relationship to, you know, be involved in something like that with us. And then we need to make sure we're comfortable with them as well.
Yeah,
because you know,
right? It makes the vibe go a little bit better,
yeah.
right? Like,
you
we appreciate that you like meeting people and making friends and so forth like that. Because now, when we kind of get to that play portion, if it ever gets there,
yeah.
hey, we're a little bit more comfortable and we kind of
right.
know stuff like that. So, and that's why we ask questions and we want you guys to, you know, to enjoy
yeah.
the moments and stuff like that. So,
yeah, because we, you know, we mostly just like to have friends and. You know, and if it goes somewhere else later on, then that's where it goes if we're comfortable and we find each other attractive and whatnot. But other than that, we just like to be friends and hang out and just, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
It just makes it more enjoyable and stuff like that. You know, that's an inside thing, guys. I know. I hear you, babe. I hear you. Just over here tripping. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. We just wanted to get on really quick and just do a little short little thing. I still can't find that the email. Yeah,
baby.
I still can't find it. So,
Mister, I take screenshots of everything so I don't forget. 5 days later, he's now searching for it.
Yeah, I'm like, it was just here. I know it was just here, right? So, yeah, but before we go, is there any questions from any of the viewers here or anyone listening to the podcast?
I really want to get your guys' opinion on some sex toys. So if you guys
yes.
I want to
yes.
do a podcast on rating and reviewing some sex toys for women and men. You know, men have sex toys as well.
Yes.
So we have plenty of sex toys, but if I want to know what you guys have, so if you guys like to enjoy them or you guys do enjoy them and you want to put it out there, DM me. Give me some advice on which ones you like and I'll try them out, or we can, you know, get you on here and we can, you know, talk about that. So just let me know and you guys can hit me up in the DMs and let me know what sex toys you like and we'll go from there. But yeah, I really want to do a review on sex toys.
Yeah, because like one of my favorite ones that I really like doing is we have remote panties. And so when we go to the club or play, whatever, we'll have that. And so we'll just be playing with that. So I really love that. That gets me really going. Yeah. So, but yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in. This is another episode of Married with Benefits. We appreciate that. And we're looking forward to our next guest when they come on. We've got so far 3 to 4 certified sex therapists, sex doctors, actual ones that will be coming on. And we're looking forward to bringing some of those information, some new things, stories from other people in the lifestyle. So we appreciate that. And if there's nothing else, we're going to go ahead and call this episode a night.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We appreciate that, everyone.
Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Until next time.
Yes, we're going to be talking about. You gotta get it in there. Hold up, you get it in. All right, you get the right part, right? Thank you so much for finally catching one of our lives. We're going to be doing it at an earlier time. We just got 3 groups that we do these for.
It's exhausting.
And some of the groups, other groups are bigger. So we have like thousands more people. So we do it in there a little bit more often because
I won't look so tired and run down.
It's a little bit more, you know, people interact a little bit more. And let me see if I can get this one. Let me see. Where is it? Yeah, let's see. We can do this.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh, so that was our thing. We talked about it. That's right. Oh, so let me ask you guys this, if you're still here. This is one of my things that I'm thinking about doing as one of my outro, I think I'm calling it right, outro music, outro songs. Let me find it. I have it here, and let me bring it up. Where are you? I got, no, come on. So, you know what? I might not have put it in this one. It's in my one. So, you know
what?
I know. So, I'm going to find it really quick before I go because I really want you guys to hear this one. All right. No. Don't do that. Okay. So, give me 1 second as we're doing this. And while you're doing that, we're going to play fun games. I don't know.
No. Fun games.
I'm going to find it for you really quick.
Hey,
we do
is work.
That's it. Our minds are like crazy right now. But this is also like a little stress relief therapy kind of thing here. So let me
enjoy this.
Let me find it really quick. I think no, that's the wrong one. Oh, I think I know where it's at. I got so many folders that we're doing. I'm looking for, where did you go? No, I know I have it.
Well, how about you just put it on the next time, babe?
Yeah, I think I'll just have to put it on the next. Oh, no, I think I found it. Yes. I found it. As soon as you say that, thank you for saying that, babe. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go. Tell me what you guys think about this one. Here we go.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. All right,
then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck
out of here. That's my outro, right? I'm out. So we're out, ladies and gentlemen. And until next time. No, that's not the right one. Oh, here it is. We didn't even set everything out, guys. Until we swing again. Yes.